Oh, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Over the past few weeks, I've been sharing, He has done marvelous things. But the reality of the fact is, He's continuously doing marvelous things. That's just the God we serve. We spend so much time over the little things that life brings us. We spend so much time stressing over things that we cannot control. The Lord constantly reminds us, bring your issues, proclivities, situations to Him, and He'll take care of them. There is no place life can take you, my sister. There is no place life can take you, my brother, that the Lord will not meet you there, that the Lord will not hold you in that moment, and that the Lord will not bring you through. This morning, I want you to rise and acknowledge your God. This morning, I need you to rise and acknowledge your God. Many times when I'm in prayer, the Lord gives me stuff for me as well as for you. Today, collectively, the Lord wants us to rise and meet the challenge of this moment. He wants us to see Him in all that life brings. In order for us to be who God has called us to be, we have to know the God that we serve. Over the past few weeks, I've been preaching and teaching at East Zion Fair on God, who God is, and what God is able to do. Always remember, the audience that you try to please is the audience of one. His name is God, Jehovah. He is Yahweh. We must make sure that when we have those personal moments in our lives, when we don't know what to do, where to go, or how to figure stuff out, that we go to God, and God give us direction, and God give us leadership. People will give you their opinion, but God gives us the direction for our lives. He's the one who's in total control. Our job is not to allow the circumstance to become who we are. God says to all of us, rise and meet this moment. Know who I am and stand on it. I don't know who you are, my sister. I don't know who you are, my brother. But the Lord is sending the word to all of us today and to you specifically. Rise and meet the moment of who God is and what God is able to do. We must make sure that our personal agenda never supersedes who God is and what God is trying to do in the moment that we are currently in our lives. Many are the afflictions, the Bible says, of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. And because the Lord delivers us out of them all, we already know we're in a fixed fight, which means God has already given us victory before the fight starts. But our job has to be to walk in the integrity of who we are and who God has made us to be, regardless of the stuff that happens around us, because things will happen. We live in a mean, a nasty, a evil world. Can I say that to you again? We live in a mean, a nasty, and an evil world. And in this world, there are mean, nasty, and evil people. There are mean and nasty, evil things. There are mean and evil, nasty situations. But the Bible says that we can be in this world, but not of this world. We must walk in the integrity of who we are, regardless of what other people have to say. People will never forget your past, and that's okay. Because if they remember your past, then they can certainly see how good God is. Because God is still holding you. My sister, my brother, lift your head and be lifted up. My sister, my brother, be encouraged. Recognize who God is. Don't you allow the moment to pass you by. There's lessons in this moment. There's learning in this moment. There's healing in this moment. There's deliverance in this moment. You do not want to miss your deliverance. You do not want to miss your healing because of something that happened that caught you off guard. Remember this, if it caught you off guard, it's because you're human. It did not catch God off guard. God knew before. God permitted. So He has you at a space and a place that He's going to take care of you. Rise in the integrity of who God is, and God will always see you through. You can look back over your life if you don't want to take my word for it. You can look back over your life and see how many roads you have crossed and how many doors you had to go through. Even the doors that were slammed in your face. But God is saying in this moment, I want you to remember who I am and who I've been in your life. Because who I am and who I've been is who I will always be. Because I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Allow the chitter chat to be the chitter chat. But God is still God. So rise this morning stronger. Rise more determined. Rise knowing God is with you. That's your word this morning. God is with you. In the midst of all that you're going through, God is with you. He sends this word to heal you, to calm you, and to make you recognize the world can be spinning, but you have the answer. You are the answer. And you cannot allow the answer to be diluted because you become tainted with the world and the things and the desires of the world. We are his workmanship. We were made in his image. If you can understand those two things, then you don't have time to justify, clarify, or worry about things that God has not brought you to worry about. He is your God. I want you to be encouraged, my sister. I want you to recognize with your head high, as I look at back over my life personally, I know God is real. We see the miracles for those of you who have been tracking with me for years. We've been on this call and we've watched God do miracle after miracle. We've watched God turn some stuff. We have to believe God for real. The closer you get to God, the more the attacks will come at you. I'll say that to you again. When you were just playing church, you didn't get the level of attacks that you're getting now. But the more sincere and the closer you get to God, the more the attacks will come. But be not wearied in well-doing. You will reap if you don't faint. And that kind of leads me to the text that I want to give to you this morning. I don't want you to be so wearied that you faint. Because if you faint, then you have missed out on what God is doing. You have missed out on the joy. You have missed out on the pleasures that God has for your life. And this morning, I go to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. This is a text that the Lord gave me. He gave me this text 2 days ago, and he's been throwing it in my spirit every day. And I want to put it in yours today. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. Listen to the words of the text. It says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown. Let me give it to you again. And I want you to marinate on this because you feel alone. You feel like the weight of the world is on you. But God has a word he wants to whisper in your ear. Listen to him whisper this. I know you hear my voice, but I need you to hear God's voice. He says God, meaning himself. So can I make it personal for you? Listen to him speak to you. I have not forgotten you. I am not unjust. I have not forgotten you. I am not unjust. I know the love that you've shown. God's word to you is very, very settled and very finalized. He wants you to not be wearied in your well-doing. He wants you to stand strong and be affirmed. He wants you to know who he is and what he is able to do. Look back over your life in this moment and see where God has brought you from. I understand the current matters so much, but don't allow the current to outweigh a lifestyle, a lifelong legacy. Stand firm. Stand firm. As a matter of fact, the subject today is fight through it. The Lord, as he gave me this text, that's what he's saying to me personally, and he wants to say it to you. Fight through it. Many are the afflictions. You notice I've said that scripture 4 or 5 times of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. He says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown. His word to you is fight on. Fight on, my sister. You cannot give up. You cannot give in. You don't have to stay in the predicament, but you got to make sure you keep yourself in fighting trim. The enemy wants to beat you down, so you can't fight no more. But God has been too good to you. God has been too kind to you. God has been too merciful to you not to trust him in this moment. You got to roll up your sleeves. You got to put, like when I was in the projects, the girls used to put their hair in a rubber band saying, are we getting ready to fight and grease up your face? You have to get in that position. It's time to fight. You cannot let the devil win. Fight on. Fight on for your sanity. Fight on for your strength. In every fight, you lose some things, but never lose your faith. Never lose your reliance. Never lose your touch and connection with God. Things come, things go. People come, people go. But God is our consistency. Hold to his hand and recognize who he is. Because every real child of God has had, is having, or will have low moments in their lives. But God has put a fight in you, my sister. God has put a fight in you, my brother, that is unmatched by any other of his creations. You are a fighter. And not only are you a fighter, but you are a winner. Believe the word of God today. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. God will reveal everything needed for your life. You are a winner. Win this thing. But the only way you can win it is that you fight through it. Your integrity and silence is your strength and your peace. Can I say that to you again? Just in case you missed it. It's your integrity and silence that's really your strength and your peace. The enemy is looking for you to react, to respond, to fall apart. No, you have to fight through this. And sometimes when fighting, you have to know where your partner is and who your partner is. So when you end the fight, you know who has your back. Don't you dare leave God. Don't you dare leave God's work. You fight through this. You fight doing what God has called you to do. It may seem like you are forgotten. It may seem like you're overlooked. It may even seem like you're neglected. But God sees your heart. He hears your cries. And he has not forgotten your efforts, your works, your deeds, your struggles, and your lifestyle. Because listen, your lifestyle has been your success. Who you are in God has really allowed God to let you stand in the midst of all the heat that life may be bringing. Don't allow the neighborhood, don't allow the things or the situations to get you to a place of no return. God is real. You cannot be an agnostic now. Pastor, what is an agnostic? One who start having suspicion as it relates to believing God being real. No, this is not the moment for that. This is the moment to say, God, I've trusted you before and you delivered, and I trust you now. I place my life in your hand. Your prayer life now has to change. It has to change from now, lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, to now, as I shared with the church on Sunday, loose here, Satan. We rebuke it. The blood of Jesus be against it. Those words are the words that I was brought up on. Yes, my background is being able to fight the devil and fight through it. My fight came from being raised as a Christian who understood that the enemy is always on attack. You have to have language to fight the enemy. Loose devil is important. Because the Bible says that the power of life and death is in your tongue. What you speak out of your mouth come looking for you. The moment you say you're broke come looking for you. The moment you say that you are hurt come looking for you. The moment you say that you're sadness come looking for you. And let me tell you, whatever it come looking for, it finds a resting place in the place that has been deemed it to be. That's why I give you these life-changing and empowering statements. Tell Satan where to go, what butts to catch, and what stopped to get off. Let Satan know he has no dominion over your life. You got to fight through this. You have already won. Victory is already yours. Hezekiah Walker put it this way, don't wait until the battle is over. You go ahead and praise God now. You go ahead and shout now. You go ahead and give him victory now. Because you're going to fight through this. You're going to win. I can see the sun is now starting to dawn, to rise in your life. It's time now for you to go ahead and move forward in it. Don't you allow the darkness of the evening to take away the brightness of the Son of God who wants to bring you life and bring you life more abundantly. Fight through it. The text says, God is not unjust. I know you've not been perfect, neither have I. I know, and people will hold you to a standard they won't even hold themselves. That's okay. Don't worry about them. They don't have a heaven to put you in or hell to send you to. But what you got to do is you got to fight. I got your ear, but I don't want me to have your ear. I want God to have your ear. Fight through it. Fight through it, my sister. Lift your head and be lifted up. Fight through it. Your ashes will be turned into beauty. You're going to smile again. As a matter of fact, you should start practicing. Start smiling now. Wherever you are, whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, whether you're down south or you up north. Yes, years I used to always talk about the calls that are on the call. We have representation from everywhere almost in this country now. People, and some outside of the country, people are calling in because they don't want to hear foolishness. They want to be reassured that God is real. They want to be reassured that in the midst of the hurt, the pain, the suffering, the ups and the downs, that God will see us through. And listen, if you don't want to believe me, I want you to believe your life. Look, you're still here. You're still strong. You're still relevant. I need you to fight through it. God will never take you to a place and just leave you. He's not like people. He's real. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's remarkable. As I shared with the saints on Sunday, he's here, he's there, and he's everywhere. He's God. He's transcendent, rather. He's transcendent. He's not just where you are. He's God. He's divine. He's everywhere. That's why David said, if I make my bed in hell, there the Lord will be there as well. You've done the right thing. And although it may seem that the enemy is winning, nope, 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 the enemy is not winning. You have already won. Even if he got a good blow in, even if he struck you in an area that you didn't expect to be struck in, you have already won. Dust yourself off. Wipe the dust from your shoes. Move forward. Throw some water on your face. And move forward. Show God you trust him. In moments of hurt, don't become an atheist. Don't profess that you love the Lord and then act as if God is not real. No, this is the moment to fight. Fight. And listen, fight for yourself. Make sure you are right. Because listen, somebody is attached to your anointing. The reason why I'm giving you this morning, somebody else is attached to your anointing. If you fail, they fail. You don't need that. You need to fight so somebody else can live. Jesus did it. That's why they call us Christians. We cannot be Christ, but we can be like Christ. He died that we might live. You keep living. Because some grandchild, some child, some neighbor, some person needs to live. And the only way they can live is that you keep fighting. Fight through it. The question this morning is simple. Pastor, why? Why fight through it? Here's one for revelation. This thing did not happen to you for no reason. There is revelation. The revelation brings the celebration. Listen, he's going to give you peace by showing you stuff you never even could see with your natural eye. Revelation is coming. That's why you stay close to God. Not man. Stay close to God when you're going through, because God is going to show you stuff. It may hurt you because physically we are humans. We want people. We want things. But when God begins to show you something, believe him. Believe him. And you move forward. Revelation is why you must fight through it. So you won't think you went through this for nothing. There is a reason for this season. And we're going to trust God through it. But there's another reason why you should fight through it. For restoration. Everything you lost, you're going to get double. I don't care how much. If you lost 10,000 moments of peace, he's going to give you 20,000 moments of peace to come. You have to fight through it for not only revelation, but for restoration. He's going to restore you. Oh, people don't understand that. They don't understand why you look like you look and act like you act and talk like you talk it and be who you are. But God always restores. That's what David was talking about. He restores my soul. My cup runs over. He could just fill the cup. But he ain't going to just fill your cup. He's going to run your saucer cup over. And the blessing is going to be so strong that you're going to see your enemies and they're going to watch you eat. And they're going to still be talking, but let them talk. Let them remind themselves of your past. But God is saying, your cup is going to run over. That's why David ends the psalm by saying, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's why I tell you, watch your integrity. Be who God has called you to be, and fight. Fight. Why? For revelation. Why? For restoration. But finally, for reference. See, you need something. You need something that you can always look back on and say, look at what God did then. And he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change. He doesn't waver. He's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. Don't you dare give up the fight. Don't you dare fall apart. Don't you dare cause yourself to not win. God will provide. God will make it right. God will bring you revelation, restoration, and give you a reference that will blow your mind. Today, fight through it. That's your word. Fight through it. Notice I'm not loud today because I want to speak to your spirit. I want you to fight. I want you to believe. I want you to trust this word. He says in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10, that I'm not unjust, and I've not forgotten your work and the love that you have shown. So what do you need to do? You need to fight through it. Go ahead and fight through it. Put your head up. Put your smile on. Put your teeth in. Put your weave on. Get yourself together. Pull yourself together. Fight through it. It's going to be all right. You know why? Because you've already won. You're already victorious in Christ Jesus. Don't let your troubles get you down. Don't let nothing get in between you and God. Because at the end of the day, that's all you have. Your money is limited. Your friendships are limited. Your family, limited. But your faith is unlimited. How much you trust God is how strong God is going to bring you through. Did you receive that word this morning? Pray with me. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace, and we thank you for peace. You've been so good. You've been so kind. You've been so just, and you've been so merciful. Calm our spirits, because, God, you have all power. You have all authority. You have all wisdom, and you have all knowledge. You know stuff we don't even know. You don't even reveal some things to us because we couldn't even handle it. But God, thank you for being the everlasting God, the Father who loves his children so much that you stick with us even when we're not so right. And you take care of us. And we give you glory. God, we give you honor. And God, we give you praise. This morning, God, we continue to celebrate the miracle that you've bestowed upon Deaconess Claudia Jones. God, you've been so faithful. God, you've been so kind. And we give you glory. We thank you, God, for how you show us in the midst of even our own personal hurts and proclivities that you're still God and you can take care of answering prayer. So, Father, continue to bless her. Continue to turn her. And, God, whatever the doctors need to do, you have put them there to give her good care. And we thank you. We pray for her husband today. God, as you handle him, thank you for giving her a husband that will hold her, keep her, and make sure she's secure. Thank you for him, God. Strengthen him. Give him peace. We pray this morning for Brother Kenan Hunt. I pray, God, that you would bless him, that you would strengthen him day by day, moment by moment. You know the whole circumstance. You know the whole situation. Hold him close to you, God. Hold him close to you, God. God, let him realize how strong you are and the power that you possess. Thank you for his life. We pray for Minister Cleckley, and God, we thank you. We saw him on Sunday. He was in church. God, we give you glory because you just keep on showing us that you are a miracle-working God, that you can do anything but fail. God, I pray that you will continue to strengthen him and lift him and give him what he needs. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the renewing. Thank you for the power. We thank you for Sister Wanda Jones. Continue to hold her close. We thank you for Ashley and for Michelle. Continue to hold them as beacons of your grace and your mercy. We pray this morning for Brother Ben Mobley. Continue to hold him. And Father, for every person who has brought prayer list to this call, God, I pray your strength. I pray your power. I pray your authority. God, you do it. I don't know their names, but you do. And because you know, that's all that matters. And God, today we've extended a word from you. And the word is fight on. Fight through it. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we would fight through whatever things that are going on in our lives. I pray for my sister. I pray for my brother. I pray for the families. I pray for everything that life is bringing against the people of God. Hold us close to you, God. Hold us close to you, God, that we may give you praise, that we may give you honor, that we may see your glory. And Father, when it's all said and done, let your will be done. We thank you, God, and we praise you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bless him.